دکھائیے میری آنکھیں ترستی یا رب مجھ کو باغ مدینہ دکھا دے پیار سے زندگی دینے والے پیار سے زندگی دینے والے مجھ کو پیارے نبی سے ملا دے میری آنکھیں ترستی یا رب مجھ کو باغ مدینہ دکھا دے لے کے تلوار فاروق گھر سے لے کے تلوار فاروق گھر سے قتل کرنے چلے تھے نبی کو لے کے تلوار فاروق گھر سے لے کے تلوار فاروق گھر سے قتل کرنے چلے پاس پہنچے جو کی عرض رو کر پاس پہنچے جو کی عرض رو کر میرے محبوب کلمہ پڑا دے پاس پہنچے جو کی عرض رو کر میرے محبوب کلمہ پڑا دے ترستی یا رب مجھ کو باغ مدینہ دکھا دے تن پہ خاک کی ظالم گورے تن پہ خاک کی ظالم گورے ہنس کے بولے بلال حبشی میں نہ چھوڑوں گا دامن نبی کا میں نہ چھوڑوں گا دامن نبی کا بے حیا چاہے کتنی سزا دے میں نہ چھوڑوں گا دامن نبی کا بے حیا چاہے جتنی سزا دے میری آنکھیں ترستی یا رب مجھ کو باغ مدینہ دکھا دے کربلا میں حسین ابن حیدر کربلا میں حسین ابن حیدر حق سے فرمایا میں نہ کر کربلا میں حسین
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد All praise is due to Almighty Allah. the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight in South Africa and some other countries is the 23rd night of Ramadan Mubarak 1441, an auspicious night. Hence our topic for tonight is such a topic that every human being accepts it. Muslim, non-Muslim, even an atheist will tell you that yes, it will occur. When will it occur? Where will it occur? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows, and that is al-maut, death. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala warns us in the noble Quran, Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut, every living being shall taste death. What is the meaning of this verse? Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 185. To tell us that death is not annihilation, rather it is a transfer from one realm to another. We were in the womb of our honorable mother, beloved mother. From that alam janin, from that womb, then we came to alamud dunya, we came here to this world. And then after our lifespan, 15 years, 50 years, 70, 80 years, Allah alone knows, then we pass away. Then we enter the barzakh, the interspace, and that is between death and the day of Qiyamah. And thereafter will be the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice, and then it is Akhirat. Either the person enters Jannatul Firdaus, everlasting success and prosperity, or either the person, Allah forbid, goes to the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom. Hence, let us prepare for that day. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 185. Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, Akthiru zikra hazimil ladhat. Remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. Today, even with lockdown, we are sitting comfortable in our homes, and we forget one day from our kusur, from our palaces, we will have to go to the kubur, and that is the graves. Therefore, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, Akthiru zikra hazimil ladhat. Remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. What is the destroyer of pleasures, O Mustafa? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-maut, and that is death. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Then we come to the Awliyaullah, Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah. What did he say? Go open the original text. The book was written in Arabic, Ghunyatul Talibin, by Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah. And what did he say? A message from me and you and the entire human race. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are being washed daily? We hear on the radio, this person passed away. Janaza at that time, pick up at that time. Tomorrow, me and you, my dear brother, sister, somebody will give us ghusl. Somebody will enshroud us. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. That so many kafans are being washed daily, the shroud, but the person, me and you, who's going to go into that shroud is so busy in the mall, in the bazaar, in the market, we become oblivious of this death that is hovering above our head. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug daily? When last did we go to the graveyard? وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person who is going to go into that grave and be buried there, he is leading a life of happiness but deception. Today my shop just opened and I made thousands of dollars in rains. Today my daughter just got fixed and inshallah, once the lockdown is lifted, then there'll be nikah. My son just came back and told me, Abi, oh Ummi, I passed with 7 distinctions and I passed with flying colors. Today I just bought my new Merc and my new BM. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورٌ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورٌ. O insan, O Muslim, how many graves are being dug daily, but the person who's going to the grave is deceived with occasions of joy and happiness. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu is teaching us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling and is happy? My health is excellent. My wife is getting more beautiful day by day. My children are excelling in their studies and my business is flourishing. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. O Hazrat Insan, O Abdullah, O Amatullah, my brother, my sister, very soon death will take us away. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, and the story, the narrative, and the poetry of Hazrat Pirani Peer, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. I want to take you in today's talk through a series and listen attentively. A great lesson for all of us. Insha'Allah, Iman taza ho jayega. Our Iman will be enhanced and increased. Number one, what happened to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last moments of this earthly life? Allah Jalla Wala informed the Habib, Rahmatul Alameen, the most beloved, the most precious in the entire universe and creation. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. You Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your demise will take place and they also will pass away. Everybody has to leave. So our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, it is the 11th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the cemetery Baqi and returned. It is the end of the month of Safar and we find a splitting headache, wa ra'sa, and my head is paining. Nevertheless, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's condition then deteriorated. Came to the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, all the honorable mothers of the believers, the Azwaj Mutahharat gave consent, and then Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha saw that the condition of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is deteriorating. So the water was placed. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his Mubarak fingers in the glass, in the cup. Inna lil mauti sakarat. What is sakarat, O Muslim? Sakarat is when we are in the last stages. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's brother Abdul Rahman radiallahu anha with miswak. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha asks, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you want the miswak? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, meaning with ishara, through sign language, she softens the miswak and her saliva is mixed with the saliva Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. Among the children, only Sayyida Fatima was living at that time. She is there. The tears are rolling down. And remember, this is the last moment. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Oh Ummah, when your father, mother are in that condition, read, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Oh Allah, assist me against the pains and the pangs of death. Learn this dua, O Ummah, Mishka Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, inni ala sakaratil maut. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam's last farewell advice to the Ummah. As-salah, guard your salat. Never miss a salat. Wa ma malakat aymanukum, over whom you have authority, your wife, your children, your students, your employees. Because and compassionate to them, fulfill their rights. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam's last words, ilal rafiq al a'la, ilal rafiq al a'la, ya Allah, I love coming to you, ya Allah. And that is how Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam leaves this world. There is no time, I'll just give you one incident. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha describes it. How did I feel my beloved father left this world? Subbat alayya masaibu, law anna subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. Such a calamity has befallen me and a catastrophe. If that calamity, catastrophe had to fall on this world, on the days should become night. Subbat alayya masaibu, law anna subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. The day should be transformed into nights. That is how Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves this world. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his last moments, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha read some poetry. He told his beloved daughter Siddiqa, alone say that. Say this rather, وَجَاءَتْ سَكَرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِلَحَقِّ. And Sakarat has started. And that is true. 100% we're going to go through that. Sometimes it can be a split second, 1 minute. And sometimes it can last for weeks and months and years. Allah make easy for us. And then Siddiq Akbar, Thaniyas Nain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's last words, Surah 12, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh Allah, make my death on Iman and Islam. He cried, he begged, he petitioned Allah that death must occur on a Monday as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And his last words were, let me die with Islam and Iman, obviously. Wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. That is Thaniyas Nain. The greatest personality to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya and Messengers alayhi salam. Then we come to Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu arda. That Umar mentioned in Bukhari Sharif used to cry, used to beg, petition Allah, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path and let me pass away in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It seems a paradox and ironical that you want to pass away as a martyr and you want to still be in Medina. He goes and performs Fajr Salat. He's reading Surah Yusuf. And Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, the Zoroastrian, it's dark Fajr time, comes with a dagger. He stabs Amirul Mu'mineen with his dagger. He lives for 3 days and then he passes away. Go study Bukhari Sharif, how the Ummah came to bid farewell to Amirul Mu'mineen. The men came, the women came in hijab and niqab, the children came, and this son of Islam leaves this world. And he becomes the second greatest personality to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya and Messengers. Hence the Waziran, the two ministers of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right next to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We call them Shaykhain. These are the most senior, most beloved companions to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we come to Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan Usman Amirul Mu'mineen, the personality who extended the Masjid Nabawi, where the Imam stands, that is the southern direction. The person who bought the water, the well, all that he did. In Battle of Tabuk, 300 camels, 1,000 gold coins. Ma dharra Usman, ma amila ba'd al-yawm. Oh Usman, we will never forget your ihsan. No harm will come to you. I gave you two daughters of mine, one after the other, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, Sayyida Umm Kulthum. But this Ummah, what they did to Sayyida Uthman radiallahu anha, he's in his house, he's fasting, and the enemies came, the Khawarij. They wanted him out, and then Naila, his beloved wife, tried to defend her honorable husband. They even cut her fingers. This is what this Ummah did. And then Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is martyred, assassinated. What was his last words? His last words were, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin. That none is truly worthy of worship but you, Ya Allah. Everlasting glory, perfection is for you. I am the wrongdoer. This is out of his tawadu and humility. He begs Allah's mercy. And then remember, this is how he leaves this world, and his blood spills onto the Quran Kareem. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah is sufficient for you against them. Allah is all hearing, all knowing. Can you imagine? Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu warda, is in Iraq, in Kufa. And remember, it is the month of Ramadan. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdurrahman bin Muljim comes, another shaitan and another enemy of the Sahaba. And remember that he stabs Sayyidina Ali, assassinates him. What were the last words of Sayyidina Ali? The blood is gushing out and oozing out of Ummah. So he says, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'ba. I am successful, and I take the qasam on the one who the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, belongs to. These are Sahaba. They used to take qasam on Allah, I am successful, because they could see Jannat already while they were in this world, in their Sakarat. Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali, the beloved son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, what happened to him? It's his last moments. Malakul Maud comes, the angel of death, and he people are there. He says, Hada, now is the time of sabr and wastilam. I have to exercise patience. I have to hand over myself, and I'm ready to meet my Nana. I'm ready to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he's buried there in Baqi. Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam, the Nawasa of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam, the beloved grandson. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda is in Dimashq. And now he's old, well in his 80s. And now it is his last moments. And now the people come. He says, my Sakarat, I can feel this matter of time. He says it was Hajjatul Wida, and I requested the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a portion of the hair Mubarak I will cut, so that I will keep it. La sha'aratuna habbu ilayya wa ma khayru min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. One hair Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more beloved to us than the whole world and whatever it contains. So Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had the hair. He told the people who were there that this is what you do. When my eyes close, I pass away. You take that hair Mubarak, the Baal Mubarak, and you place it here on my body. Khallu bayni wa bayna arhamir rahimin. You leave me and my merciful, most merciful Allah. That is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, buried in Dimashq. Khalifa Harun Rashid, the man who owned the Abbasid and the dynasty, the man man who ruled so many parts of the world. When it was his last moments, what he did, he called his Khadim and said, Khadim, show me my coffin. And then he takes the coffin and then he looks at it, he kisses it. He tells his Khadim, dig my grave. And he digs his grave. He looks at his grave. Oh, Umar, there's a Khalifa, man with millions, the man who wanted to tell Imam Malik, rahimahullah, and he told Imam Malik, I will place the Quran Sharif on one side of the Kaaba Musharrafa, and on the other side, I will place the Mutta Imam Malik. Does Imam Malik's taqwa, piety, lillahiyat, and sincerity? He said, no, you don't have the right to do that. The Sahaba had various opinions, so let the various opinions go on, and you see today Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanafi, Hanbali. Thus Khalifa Harun Rashid now looks at his grave, and what does he say? Halaka anni maliya ma aghna anni maliya halaka anni sultaniya ma aghna anni maliya. All this wealth, all these millions and gold and treasures I have are not coming handy now. The time for my departure has come. Ma aghna anni maliya. People used to call me Sultan Harun Rashid. Halaka anni sultaniya. My sultaniyat, my kingdom, my monarchy, everything is gone. I'm coming to you, Ya Allah. Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu warda, the muazzin of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara, the muazzin of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah on the occasion of Fatih Makkah, which took place in Ramadan in the 80th of the Hijrah. Oh Bilal, you made so much sacrifice, you deserve it. Go climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa and render the adhan. Show the world the justice system of Islam. Bilal al-Habashi, the African, the Minister of Finance, it is his last moments. And the people around him are crying. He tells them, don't cry. غَدًا نَلْقَى مُحَمَّدًا وَأَحِبَّاهُ غَدًا نَلْقَى مُحَمَّدًا وَأَصْحَابَهُ. Tomorrow, meaning now in the future, I'm going to meet Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to meet the Sahaba, the beloved companions of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Ummah, do we ever think of this? Go ask the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of all time of this Ummah, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu wardah. Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Who loves meeting Almighty Allah Jalla wala, Allah loves meeting him. It is the last moments of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, beloved to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dedicated his life to learn more and more ahadith. 5,374 ahadith he reported and narrated through the various different chains of transmission. His last moments, listen to his dua. By heart it, memorize it, O students. He says, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Allahumma inni uhibbu liqaak. Ya Allah, I love to meet you, Ya Allah. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqaak. Ya Allah, I love meeting you. Fahibba liqaai. You love meeting me, Ya Allah. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqaak. I love meeting you, Ya Allah. Fahibba liqaai. I petition you, I beg you, Ya Allah, you love meeting me. So this is Shaykh al-Hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. What duas they made, and the last moments. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passes away in the pandemic, in Amwas. Thousands and thousands of Sahaba radiallahu an passed away. All the masajid remained open. They would go more and more to the masajid. I went to his Mubarak grave. Most of the Sahaba whose name I mentioned, I've been to their grave. Mubarak, alhamdulillah, hada min fadli rabbi. So he's buried in Shuni, there in Jordan, Mu'az bin Jabal, his grave, and then his son's grave just there next to him. So what does he say in his last moments? It is his last moments. And he says, Ya Allah, Inni uhibbuka, Ya Allah, I love you, Ya Allah. And then he leaves this world. Can we say that? Do we really love Allah? To so many days, 22 days have passed already of Ramadan to the 23rd night. Did we beg Allah? Allahumma arzuqni hubbak. Ya Allah, grant me your love. Allahumma arzuqni hubbak wa hubba rasulik. The love of Allah Jalla wa la. The love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ilayk. The love of those actions that will draw me closer and nearer to you, Ya Allah. Did we ever make a dua like that? Beg Almighty Allah. Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah, who's the Qazi al-Quzad, the Chief Justice, he stayed by Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah for approximately 18 years. His son passed away and he told the people, I don't have time to give ghusl, kafan, shrouding, bathing my son. I fear I will miss the lecture of Nu'man bin Thabit. I fear I will miss the lecture of Abu Hanifa, the Imam, my beloved Ustad. He went and the people took care of everything, the ghusl and the bathing, and then the kafan and the shrouding. Janaza, he came, read Janaza, went back. These are the people. They dedicated their lives. Now he is in his last stages, Imam Abu Yusuf. He is in his last stages. And now, ta'aleem, ta'allum, teaching this ummah right till the last moments, what to do, how to do it. A person came and he, Imam Abu Yusuf, asked him, when you go for Hajj, what is better and desirable? When you pelt the three jamarat, the symbolic shaitan, must you pelt it rakiban or mashia? Should you pelt it walking or should you be mounted on an animal? You know if it's true or false. You say true, it might be right. You say false, one of them must be right. So the person said rakiban, that it is mounted on an animal. He said, akhta'ta, wrong. He said, okay, mashian. He said, akhta'ta, that also is wrong. Subhanallah, how can both be wrong? Imam Abu Yusuf, the outstanding, greatest student of him, we went to his grave Mubarak day in Iraq also. So he, Imam Abu Hanifa, also is buried in Iraq. Pirani Pir Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani also, Alhamdulillah, Rahimahullah. So we say, Alhamdulillah, we went to all these places. Now, he says, Abu Yusuf, Rahimahullah, the Chief Justice, he's on his deathbed. He says, the first one, you pelt walking, that is the best. Second one, then you make dua. Then second one, you pelt walking, and then you go and make dua. And then the third one, in the good old days, when they would take their animals there, then you mount your animal, you pelt the Jamara Aqaba, the big Jamara, the big shaitan, symbolic shaitan, and then there's no dua, and then you move away. The person says, I walked out, I just came to the door, and I heard the people crying, وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He, Abu Yusuf, the son of Islam, another son, S-U-N, another son of Islam, S-O-N, has passed away, and another son has set, S-U-N. So this is very brief, we can go on. The message I want to give you, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, death is barhaq. When my father passed away in Ramadan, I was reading Quran to my mother. And then he fell down. My sister shouted, come, daddy fell down. I went and I saw. So when you see a person, his last moments, so what do you do? So you must remember, there's the time you have to give a hope to people. Husnu dhanni billah. Say Allah's mercy is coming. Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu an. Ma tashtahiya Huzaifa. What do you want of Huzaifa? He says, I want Jannah. Wa ma takhaf ya Huzaifa. Oh Huzaifa, what do you fear? He says, I fear my sins. No Huzaifa, Allah will forgive you. See? So each one of us, that is what we should be concerned about. We saw so many cities and so many countries and continents. We saw the rise and fall and decline of people and governments. So we saw so much of this dunya. Same thing. The people are giving preference to the kusur over the kubur, to their palaces over the graves. So we all have to prepare. So now this is our final advice. Let us, before making dua, daily now and tonight, Ya Allah, make my sakarat easy. Ya Allah, let my last words be the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day I come to meet you. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. And learn the dua of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited, tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh beloved Allah, that let me pass away with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious, devout servants of yours. Inshallah, on this Mubarak night, return to Almighty Allah. Wherever you are, try and face Qibla if possible. Otherwise, any direction. Sit in the position of Tashahud if possible. And it is a great, auspicious night. And remember, Al-Imam Shafi'i, the genius, used to say that according to him, that he feels that maybe the most probably Laylatul Qadr is on the 21st night. If not 21st, then 23rd night. If not 23rd, then 27th night. Why did he say that? According to his own personal experiences. So we are in the 23rd night. We all have our aspirations, our hopes, our desires. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So let us turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and beg Almighty Allah, inshallah we'll make dua. After the dua, you listen to my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala with his golden voice, and thereafter Mufti Masood Tariq Masood, inshallah, with the Urdu lecture regarding Laylatul Qadr. And then at around quarter to 12, we will join Medina Munawwara, and then they will be making wonderful dua in the witr. That will be around 1:15, 1:20, 1:25. Then around 1:25, 1:30, 1.5 hour Quran recital with Urdu translation, beautiful. Then inshallah, my brother Mohana Arafat will be here, brother Junaid will be here, brother Riyaz Hussein will be there. We thank you, my brother Dawood Monli, he is here, night shift, graveyard shift we call it. Let us turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and we focus to Almighty Allah alone. This is the time. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So let us praise Allah Jalla Wala first, read salawat, salutations, and then we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for our needs. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم أنت نور السماوات والأرض اللهم أنت خالق السماوات والأرض اللهم أنت زين السماوات والأرض اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم المفسدين فانصرنا على القوم المنافقين على الله توكلنا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين حسبنا الله حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فنعم المولى ونعم النصير لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام اللهم اجعلنا هاديين مهديين موفقين مقبولين يا رب العالمين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح اللهم افتح مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله اللهم افتح مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله اللهم افتح مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم انقلهم من ضيق اللحود إلى جناتك جنات الخلود في سدر مخدود وطلح مندود وظل ممدود يا غفور يا ودود يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا الله tonight is the 23rd night يا الله we are raising our begging bowls يا الله يا الله we are paupers يا الله أنت الغني ونحن الفقراء إنك أنت القوي العزيز وأنا العبد الضعيف يا الله هم تو کمزور ہے یا اللہ گنہگار ہے یا اللہ سیاہکار ہے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ تمام گناہوں کو مٹا دے یا اللہ ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دنیا میں بھی ستاری کا معاملہ فرما آخرت میں بھی ستاری کا معاملہ فرما یا ستار الذنوب یا ستار العیوب اللہم انک عفو کریم تحب العفو فاعف عنا یا کریم یا اللہ forgive us یا اللہ we are guilty یا اللہ there are no mitigating circumstances we are guilty as charge of the major minor the worst sins we have committed یا اللہ یا اللہ من رعانا علی الخطایا فلم یفضحنا یا اللہ we beg of you یا اللہ remove all the vices and sins from our book of deeds یا اللہ you love it when we cry to you یا اللہ you said ud'uni astajib lakum call me ask of me and I will accept your dua on this Mubarak night ya Allah we ask of you forgive our parents ya Allah Ya Allah, our beloved parents, our beloved brothers, sisters, whosoever lost their grandparents, their spouses, their children, their near and dear ones, Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make dua for our beloved parents, our teachers, our muhsineen, those who did so much for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give them higher stages of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, Rabbana khfirli wa liwalidayya wa lilmu مؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا رحمن يا رحيم this virus يا الله اللهم اكشف الغمة عن هذه الأمة Allahumma kshifil ghumma an hadhil umma. Ya Allah, remove this virus from this umma, Ya Allah. Allahumma arfa anna al-waba wal-bala. Allahumma arfa anna al-waba wal-waba wal-bala, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Ya Allah, we know death is barhaq, is inevitable, Ya Allah. I will leave this world. Everyone will leave this world. Ya Allah, we beg of you. We heard it now in the light of Quran Sharif, in the light of the Sunnah Mubarakah, from the Awliyaullah, Sahaba Awliyaullah. How they met you, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna la sakaratil maut. Allahumma inna la sakaratil maut. Tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bishuhada'i wa salihin. Tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bishuhada'i wa salihin. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day, the day we meet you, Ya Allah. Allahumma zukna shafa'atan nabiyyil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for me, my wife, my parents, my brothers, my sisters, my teachers, my muhsineen, and the entire ummah muslima, Ya Allah. Out of your fadl, out of your grace, out of your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you. Allahumma zukna shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawtana bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant us martyrdom. Let us also pass away in Diyar Mustafa. Let us also pass away in Madina Munawwara with Iman, with Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night we cry to you. We beg of you. We are ready to come to your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, abna mehman bana de. Bar bar hazri nasib farma. Ya Allah, take us for Hajj Baitillah. Ya Allah, take us for Umrah. Take us for Ziyarat to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the city of Madina Munawwara. Tamam rukawati gudur farma. You remove all obstacles, impediments, Ya Allah. Innaka la kulli shayin qadir. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. Innaka la kulli shayin qadir. Abna bana de, Ya Allah. Abna bana de. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ihmad bana de. Ya Allah, we ask of you on this Mubarak night for your love. Allahumma arzukna hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa hubba amalin yuqafibuna ilayk. Allahumma ajal khatimatana lal iman. Allahumma ajal khatimatana lal iman. Allahumma inna nasaluka husna al khatima. Ya Allah, let the announcement be made. When Sayyida Rabia Basriya rahimahullah left this world, it is written, Ya Allah, just prior to her closing her eyes, the announcement was made. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Ya Allah, they were the pious people. She was happy with you. More important, you were happy with them. Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Ya Allah, aise maut naseeb farmai. Ya Allah, ke kabile rash maut ho. Ya Allah, grant us such a death, Ya Allah, that you please with us. Qala Allah ta'ala fi shani habibi, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله عاجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله و sisters our mothers are sitting for itikaf يا الله و youngsters are making Tarawih, Ya Allah, what honor for them, for their parents, for their teachers, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa tikafana wa jami'a amalina salih. الصالحة قبول فرما يا الله قبول فرما يا الله قبول فرما يا الله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين يا رب العالمين